I want to talk today a little bit about the buying process, because customers will buy from you for a number of reasons, and normally a customer will go through a process when they buy. Now, depending on what your product or service is, that buying process can be very quick, or it can take several days or weeks in some cases, perhaps even months if it's a particularly big purchase. But there will be a process that your customer will go through when deciding whether to buy your product or service. Now, when they do that, when they come into your premises or contact you directly, you will no doubt take them through that process. You'll know what questions they ask. You'll know what information that they need. You'll know how that decision is made and what help and support you can provide them in actually reaching the purchase decision that sees them taking your product or service. Offline, that's fine. You probably understand that extremely well. You probably have all the information, all the catalogues, all of the brochures, all the questions already answered. You'll be able to overcome any objections that come up, etc., etc. You'll be very, very au fait with selling your product in an offline situation. In an online situation, the buying process is really exactly the same. The only difference is that you're not on the end of a phone, or you're not actually directly face-to-face with your customer. What happens is they'll still be going through exactly the same process. They'll still want the same information. There may be some modification in it, because obviously if you have a store where you have products that people can actually interface with in a tactile environment, you can't necessarily do that online. So there may be some slight modifications. However, they will still want, prospects will still want pretty much the same information. They'll still have similar questions. They'll still want the same brochure specifications and whatever it is that you feel that you need to give your customer to help them make the decision to buy. So when they come to your website, give them the information that they need, or at least lead them down a path that gives them the information that they need. So it might be that there's just too much to take in the first part, you know, for a first contact. So give them a little piece of information, take them on to the next step, and more information on to the next step. If you need feedback from them to do some analysis or to help them to make a decision as to which particular product or service to choose, then ask for that information on the website and take them down that road again. I see time and time again that people are very good at selling in an offline situation, providing what it is that prospects need to become customers in an offline situation, yet online seem incapable of following through that process and providing that information. So whatever your offline process is, whatever your offline information, whatever your brochures support in terms of your product and service knowledge and help that you give to your prospects to become customers, then provide all of that online. It's as simple as that. If you provide all of that information up front, then it's going to be an easy buying process. For some reason, I think businesses think that if we tell people too much on a website in an environment that I can't control, then people will just go away. But the reality is, if you don't give people that information, they'll come, look, won't find it, and they'll move on anyway. You can't keep people there if you're not going to provide the information. So give them as much as you can upfront on the website to help them make the buying decision, and you'll find that people will just follow the process through that you define for them and make the whole thing a lot easier for them and for you, and you'll have happy customers at the end of it.